The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hama Hama, good morning, everyone. 7 a.m. on Wednesday edition, November the 3rd, the day after Election Day. What a great night last night was. 710 KNUS Wednesday, 57 will be the high today, 65 on Thursday, Friday, 69. And on the weekend, motorcycle riding, it'll be in the 70s. I got some great stuff from the Wall of Hate, but I think I'll hold it off until after we speak with the two guests. Please welcome back, and they've been wonderful. The chairman and co-chairman of the Republican Party, Christy Burton Brown, Priscilla Ron, are with us. Billy, want to bring them up? Last night was, I thought, amazing. First of all, good morning to everybody, and we'll begin with Christy first. What a night last night was. That was just, it was gangbusters. Your overall thoughts across the country of last night?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what an amazing night.
Would you get off your speakerphone, please, because it's going to echo through, please.
I am not on the speakerphone.
Oh, it's okay. You're fine. Go ahead, please.
Is that good? All right. So I think last night was an amazing night. I mean, look at the giant swing in Virginia with Glenn Youngkin winning. He focused on parents. And you see that reflected here in Colorado on the biggest school board race we had in the state. The Douglas County School Board flipped every single seat. And our conservative slate, Working for Parents, won all four seats on that board. And then you go to Aurora City Council, which is another key race to Republicans, won 4 out of 5 seats there. And this was whether or not we were head-to-head with a Democrat in one ward or whether one of our candidates was running against a claiming socialist whose goal was to win the majority on the Aurora City Council for the socialist, the Democrat Socialist Party. And the last thing I'll say before giving someone else a chance is that these were in wards in Aurora where Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1 and 3-1. And we were still winning those seats.
Agreed. Wow. I thought, and by the way, New Jersey is at a dead heat. And who would have thought, who would have thought this sort of unknown Republican would do as well as he's doing in New Jersey?
So, I mean, it's like a 15-point swing. From, you know, the Biden and Trump race to what Republicans and Democrats are doing now. And that bodes very well for a state like Colorado when we say you focus on the issues and when the candidate speaks to what people are caring about, you can win.
You bet.
In supposedly swing purple states like, you know, Virginia, Colorado, and, New Jersey. We'll see what happens.
Spot on. Priscilla, good morning to you. What time did you go to – what time did you finally get to bed last night? Priscilla?
I got to bed pretty late, but we were all watching the polls, and it was really exciting. And one of the things that, you know, we were talking about looking at is, we had some big sweeps where it really mattered, but there were some pockets of elections where we didn't win. And that's just a reminder that every single campaign has its own DNA. And you have to be really strategic. You have to have the right combination of the right candidates talking about the issues that matter to voters. But I think what we're seeing in places like Virginia and New York, Aurora,
Jersey,
is that the movement started from the people who lived in the community and the parents specifically who said they'd had enough. I know that's your tagline, like, have you had enough? And so you cannot stop that kind of movement in your community. All you need is to put a little gas on the fire that's already there and blow it up. And I think that's what we're seeing.
There are lessons here. My two faves, Christy Burton Brown, Priscilla Ron, are here. Christy, is there, I mean, back to you again, because we had Billy did a reconnect call with you. I was watching it last night, and for me, going to bed at 9:30 is like really late. But, and this morning, seriously, man, that's like 3 a.m. comes early for an old guy. But then I was in early this morning, and first thing I did this morning, turn on the computer to see what was going on. And I wasn't amazed, but I was surprised because I've been sensing the Biden, Kamala Harris, progressive left craziness and focus again on Aurora, because we were really kind of involved in that on the radio show with some of these candidates who won. These people were open Marxists that were running. Christy, your thoughts about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Peter, you're 100% right. These were, they already have at least two complete sold out socialists, Juan Lacano and Allison Coombs. And so their goal in running some of these specific candidates, the most, I guess, well-known was then in Ward 2, where Steve Sundberg, our candidate, won against Brian Lindstrom. He was a Democrat socialist, also, you know, endorsed by the actual Democrat Party in Colorado, who was siding with socialists in these races. But his stated intention was to win a majority for the Democrat socialists on the third largest city in Colorado. He was a high school teacher who kind of actually got known by putting on Twitter that he did not care what parents thought about the history curriculum he taught. He would teach what he wanted. And in his classroom, it was between him and his students. And parents were not welcome.
Yeah.
That was his message. He talked about, like, the only reason he wasn't starting a revolution was because he was
retirement.
Still getting a pension.
That's retirement. Yes. There's a real Trotskyist.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I mean, these are kind of candidates. They were running, and our candidate in that race fit the district so well.
Yeah.
Business owner, nice guy, like has this huge beard.
Yeah.
It became like
he's become a friend, you know. He, through Casey, our old producer, he came in, and he's on at 8 o'clock. He's going to come on at 8 o'clock, take a victory lap. But his wife, and there's a couple that I think have a future in Republican politics. I mean, she's wonderful.
Oh,
he's amazing. And I do. Christy Burton, Brown, Priscilla are here. You guys, I mean, I was trying to analyze it this morning, and I thought that in Virginia, Youngkin ran almost a textbook campaign. There's a thing called doing all the right things, doing all the wrong things. And he made some mistakes, but boy, not many. And I just think that the campaign, he kept people out of it. He kept certain issues out of it. He talked, Christy, as you said, he talked what's called, kitchen table or dining room table topics. I was mentioning, how much more it was to fill up my truck. And I was thinking, it's like 10 or 12 bucks now every time I fill the tank up, and how much, food is, and how much, what's going to happen to fuel oil for, like, the house that my mom lived in had been converted and had, the winter the truck used to come about now and fill up this big tank. What are those old retired men and women going to do in the East Coast? I mean, this stuff it's just served up almost right now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, I think it matters deeply that the issues that people are talking about in their homes and caring about every day, worrying about inflation, how they can afford life and the safety in their communities, and what happens to their kids' school. Those are the three issues Republicans in Colorado are running on. Our commitment to Colorado, commitmenttocolorado.org. You can read it for yourself. Virginia is showing it works.
Oh, for sure.
You run on policy, you run on issues, you talk about everyday issues, Republicans win. And we can do it here in Colorado. These were the first dominoes to fall. They are falling. And I can tell you the Colorado Democrats are very scared today.
Yeah, Priscilla, we were making jokes about, what do you think Michael Bennett's thinking about this morning? Do you think Polis is worried? I'll begin with that. But do you think Michael Bennett, he's hearing steps, as they say in pro sports, is he hearing steps? Priscilla, your turn.
Yeah, I absolutely think. I mean, you're not a good candidate if you're not concerned, if you're on the left. You're not paying attention. And what we're going to see, I can just predict that there's going to be a shift, and candidates like Bennett and Polis are going to try to change the narrative to appease unaffiliated and Republicans to sound like a moderate once again. And what we need to do is pay attention and identify these headlines that are going to start to come. Oh, well, maybe Polis will back off the vaccine mandates, or maybe we won't fire, frontline workers, and they'll dupe us again because they do a bait and switch, and we have to be smarter than that. It's politics 101.
They are reconfiguring as we speak. And yesterday, one of the highlights was the Minneapolis voters rejecting replacing a police department with this new goofball agency. That's, stuff that's happened in the city. Now, 2B, Looks like it's going to flame, but 303 passes. And so, I mean, that's all, you know, interesting for you guys as well. What can happen next?
Yeah, and I also want to say that after this election, you know, Monday morning quarterback, I think every candidate needs to take some time and research what they did in Virginia and how they won and take some lessons, because there are lessons to be learned. Not that it's going to be an identical campaign in other states, but the ability for a candidate to listen to the voices of the people, what the people are concerned about. And that's why we always want to point people back to our commitment to Colorado, because they're very well thought out and they apply to every Coloradan.
Back to Christy, you were going to say something.
Oh, I mean, hey, Priscilla did a great job of explaining it. I think that's exactly what it is. It's extremely interesting. Every candidate here in Colorado should take note of it on our side and see how clear the messaging of someone like Glenn Youngkin was. Very clear what he stood for. Parents and voters could easily identify it. And that's what we have to do. We have lots of great ideas. Got to narrow it in. Here's our vision. Here's what we can accomplish together. And do pay attention to things like in Minneapolis. I mean, I would say shocker that people wanted to be able to call 911 and have police actually help them.
Yes.
That is what people want.
Yes.
We are right on the issues. And we've got to talk about it.
And not send a social worker. we'll send a social worker. Oh, that's good. You know, no, I mean, the whole thing is. Again, we've all talked about this, the Civil War inside of the parties, and the Republican Party matched the Civil War inside of the Democratic Party. All the crazy far-left cancel culture, the idiots like the people in Aurora that are running for – actually, some of them had the job already on city council, and they got rid of them. But they're the people that are pulling the Democratic Party. And Joe Biden – I want you to give some thoughts on Joe Biden – I think Joe Biden really has lost his load, so to speak, physically as well as mentally. But I watched him. Did you see him this morning trying to explain away any of this stuff? And he was like quantum jumping from topic to topic, not stopping to make sense about anything. And he certainly was an issue. And you guys next year, if he's still on the job, which is, you know, debatable, you got him. I mean, you're gonna take a bite out of Joe Biden as well. Christy, your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you. He's terrible for the Democrats. And one conversation I had with someone yesterday before results came in, you know, we were talking about, well, what's going to happen in Virginia? Joe Biden seems so confident that they're going to win. And I said, you know what? I think it's because they're taking their final stand. They know that everything hinges on what happens in Virginia.
Yep, I agree.
On Biden's legacy, on his effect on the Democrat Party, and what happens to their candidates when they are tied to him. And that's exactly what happened. He was wrong. They lost. Mm. And Democrats in Colorado and across the nation are going to see that happen in mass numbers in 2022 in the midterm.
I hope,
a disaster.
And the Democrats brought in every star. They brought in Barack Obama, I think Mrs. Obama, Kamala Harris, who I would have not allowed in. I mean, they brought in all their long ballers and they brought in their Hollywood hitters, and it flopped. All the stuff that used to work didn't work. And I think, again,
well, Peter.
Yeah, yes, ma'am.
Sorry, you remember when I was on the show last time and I said they're throwing everything to the wall to see what sticks.
Indeed.
And that is a sign of a campaign that's in chaos.
I agree.
With no clear direction.
I Priscilla, once again, you guys are there, and one of the things that they did in watching how – I kind of watched closely how Youngkin ran that. He kept Donald Trump out of it. He kept the vaccines out of it. He talked directly to the people. He never spoke about stolen elections. He never did any of those things. And that was a pathway, as opposed to what happened in California in the recall. There are lessons that are being taught. They're brutal lessons, but – Youngkin, man, I tell you what, last night when he was ahead, and I'm thinking, I was just so crashed out, and I thought, if this guy's here in the morning, wow. And what that's going to mean to people like you two who hold the reins, or to people who want to do other things with the politics of Colorado, the Republican Party, and this is a question for you both, stands at a crossroads right now. and you have a clear-cut pathway to victory. You really do. We started with Christy. We'll start with Priscilla this time. Priscilla, what is the next step that you think you guys should take?
Well, now that the election's over, the advice I'm giving to everyone is take a look at the numbers. Because numbers and data don't lie. And then also we need to all be on the same page with our messaging, with the commitment to Colorado. And then finally, campaigns are won when you put people first. We have to be people first and relating to people and listening. And you're right. Like, Aurora, again, is a great lesson because it's more evidence that the people of Aurora are in the middle. You have immigrants. You have military. They don't want a far, far left agenda. We have people that are refugees that are coming from socialist countries, and you think they want to come to America and live in another socialist country? Absolutely not. So just shows how out of touch these socialist Democrats are with the people of America. And and the last thing I'll say is, like, I am out of town. I'm at a conference. I met some other people who are from a different conference. They're from all over the world, presidents and CEOs and CFOs of global companies who can't stand Joe Biden. And they're talking about what a flop he has been on the global stage because Joe Biden doesn't even listen to Americans. He's listening to every other voice in the world before he listens to America's voice. And he's a danger to America, and we need to wake up.
Christy, last comment from you as well. Boy, you guys have been great this morning. Your last thoughts.
Yeah, in addition to everything Priscilla said, it is about finding the candidates that represent their districts and having them step up and win. There were so many people. We talked about Aurora and Douglas County, but I was watching results around the state as well, where we took over multiple city councils, where we beat Democrat school board presidents with people who decided to run in their community because they had enough of one-party control, enough of Democrats saying parents can't help choose their kids' curriculum.
And that's true.
So we have to capitalize on that, find more candidates like that. And if they're brave enough to run, we are going to see so many wins across Colorado.
We've talked about it, safe schools and, you know, and the homeless issues. And it's just, it's served up what it costs now to fill up the tank on your car or truck, how much it costs to buy a loaf of bread. I mean, these are so significant. And I think that's one of the things that Youngkin did, particularly the schools. He did a hell of a job. He really did. And then, as you pointed out as we began, watching all these school board seats get flipped too. That stuff is all just, it's welcome news, is it not?
It's amazing. It's a good day.
Well, Peter, it's welcome news to certain school districts.
Now,
if you look at Denver, you know, what are the kids in Denver going to end up getting? I you know, this is home for me. So I think we need to really pay attention to all kids across the state because some kids are going to get left behind when we have candidates who just don't get it.
Well, when kids are, it seems like the more money you spend, the worse performance there is. And it's just nuts. And it's like everything else, throw more money at the problem and then it'll get worse. I love you both. Christy, great job this morning. Priscilla, as always, no one better. You guys, the path is ahead of you, and it's we'll see what happens. Be safe this morning.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you, guys.
Christy
Byrne-Brown, Priscilla. Thanks, you guys. All right, I got to do this. This radio show has been just an amazing experience, and we have something that we have doomed the wall of hate, and I got to read these because it's just, Billy, you got to pay attention to this because there's dates on them when they're sent. This one was sent, and remember, this is all the same person. For a show that does not believe or even talk about a stolen election, that's all you talk about. Tried you again for 30 seconds, same as usual, goodbye. Same texter. Tried one more time to listen to your radio program, though per as usual, within 30 seconds, you had to mention the big lie. The big lie is that you're tired of talking about it. Bye. I don't always listen to Boyles anymore. He said he doesn't want to talk about it, but always talks about it, how Trump didn't win the election. Peter is a bore. I listen, and once again, he brings up the big lie, so I turn the channel. I know he doesn't care, but I'm sure his advertisers do. You're the same texter. Your show's a hoax and a joke. Try to leave a message, and you shut me down. Bye. I'll never use your service or purchase a product advertised on your show. Of course, now neither of you give a damn. go serve your masters. Huh. So that's all about saying, because every morning somebody comes up about the big lie, and the big lie will destroy the Republican Party.
Did you get the message from the masters? I didn't get that this morning.
I did this morning.
You did?
Good. Yeah,
I missed it. It wasn't in
called,
my email.
The masters called me about 3:45.
Yeah. I was busy.
Tell me what to do.
Yeah.
So,
you know, we had to talk about this. And
the conspiracy calls.
Yeah.
I send them in. I'll read them. It started out this morning. Some guy's got about 8. They call him Barney the Screamer now.
And just so you know, the idea of what we're doing affecting the advertisers.
Just to let
the listener know, there are several advertisers that have stopped advertising with us at this point because they can't take any more clients.
That's right.
They're
that's,
full.
That is true.
So they have to wait.
Right. That's true.
So they said we got to pause our advertising campaign because you filled the roles.
The point of this
Sorry
is
about that.
The point of this is this is the epicenter of Denver Talk Radio, whether you like it or not, as Ric Flair would say, whether you like it or not. That's what's happened to the station. It's happened to this radio show. It's happened to the station in general. The lesson in Virginia is to keep Trump the hell out of it. And the lesson in California is to keep Trump the hell out of it. But they never mentioned the steal, the lie. And one of the things that did happen in California is that they did. Look, guys, it's over.
And the core of what we learn, I can see in Virginia right now, is you look at what Youngkin did. And Youngkin, without using the phrase, did exactly what recommend, Peter.
Sure.
His entire campaign is, have you had enough?
Right.
Have you had enough with what they're doing to our economy? Have you had enough with what they're doing to our school boards? Have you had enough with what they're doing to our children? Mm-hmm. Have you had enough with what they're doing with health rules? That was it. It was, have you had enough? And look what happened.
And the accusation in the morning, that Rassenberger said that 5,000 dead people vote or something. That isn't true. That was said by someone on the air, and I can't find it. So unless you know where that is, let me know. So we go back to open lines. Lines are open, 303-696-1971. The day after, has the red wave begun? How and why? What does it mean for Colorado? How can they win? And they must win. And what really did happen? And Joe Biden, Sleepy Joe, in that climate conference, and the stuff that Joe's now doing and saying, he's lost his way, and we can capitalize on that. But you can't do it. You can't out crazy. Your show's a hoax. Okay. That's a hoax on you, dude. 22 after the hour 7. The real hoax is this radio host that hoaxed all these Christian people for all this money. And now he gets 3 prison terms for bilking these Christian people on what was the name of that show? I just cracked me up. Jesus Christ Money Master, the Gallagher Financial Group. They advertised on Christian radio with the tagline, "See you in church on Sunday." He, by the way, believed that the election was stolen from Donald Trump. They tie in. Wednesday morning, your turn right after this. All right, everybody. 25 after the hour 7, 7:25, has the red wave begun? And what must happen in Colorado? Good morning, 57 and clearing skies. It looks good for the weekend. Thursday, 65, and Friday, 69. And on Saturday and Sunday, the sun comes out. And it is the day after. We have a lot more texting to read. But let's go to Tim on line 1. You're on a radio show. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good, man. Thank you.
I just have 2 kind of thoughts after last night, and I can expand on them a little bit, but number one, I think people are really sick of the BS. And number two, I believe that the Democrats need Trump way more than the Republicans do.
I think they're equal. I think one needs them to believe crazy and the other needs them to believe crazy. So,
well, let me take a step back, more of a macro step back, if I can. I think Trump's message was spot on, and it was a message delivered by a very flawed, poor messenger. And I believe it was a message that's been percolating in this country since Vietnam, where people have really had a suspicion at first that their leadership.
We lost you. Tim, go ahead. Try again. Something just happened to your call. Go ahead. You want to call back? Tim.
That people have start to begin to have a distrust in their leadership, and that their leadership does not have their best interest at heart. And I think that started in Vietnam.
Started way before then. I mean, getting back to Herbert Hoover and the American Depression.
I'm only 50 years old.
But so doesn't matter. You can read history. Yeah. I mean, you can read history.
But that's my take. I believe Trump was had a good message, but he was a very poor messenger, very flawed. But it was a message that's been percolating for years. And last night, I truly believe we saw that you don't need Trump. The Republicans do not need Trump. They've got the message. They need to stay away from the neocons and the Bushies. They need to stick to their message, and it wins. And generally speaking, folks in the country, and not everybody, but folks in the country, that message resonates with them.
And I agree with you, but they have to shed the crazy. And the crazy has had their hands on this party since January and or before, since actually almost a year ago now, in November. And this has turned that party inside out, that if you don't believe Donald Trump really won, you're not a Republican. Believe me, I live it. You're not a conservative. You're not this. You're not that. You can't be these things if you don't believe this lie. And
believe me, I don't live in that box.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the party in general, and Christie knows it, and Priscilla knows it. On the other hand, I think one of the things that helped destroy the Democrats yesterday was there is a, we can call it the squad, you can call it whatever you want to call it, the cancel culture, the witch hunters, the Antifa supporters. These people are the cutting edge of the Democratic Party. And your point is so well taken. It's the point I've been trying to make. Elections are won by unaffiliated voters who have had enough. They came and they voted for Youngkin, not particularly because of Youngkin as a person, but because what Youngkin was saying about education, about the economy, all the kinds of things that need to be said here. Unfortunately, the people who get to be shot callers are still believing the crazy. And so that's what it's going to get down to.
I just hope the party takes a shift, not a shift ideologically, but a shift in terms of messengers. I'm excited about DeSantis. I'm excited about Youngkin. Yeah. There are so many people. I'm just hopeful.
Yeah, but
this is a great message.
You're somewhat of an objective person, and that's not where it lies. We collectively have to go to unaffiliated voters, the largest population in Colorado, and do what Youngkin did. Talk to them about their wallets, talk to them about their children, their grandchildren, the price of gasoline, inflation. We don't talk about this other crazy stuff, but the other crazy stuff has run the Republican Party.
Youngkin was very tempered,
absolutely.
Very disciplined in his message.
Absolutely.
And that's what it takes. I look at Douglas County, where I live, in the school board election. This was everybody knew who to vote for.
You bet.
It was like everybody knew, and I think everybody was asleep at the wheel on the last election. Now, Jefferson County, I don't even understand that. But you see what happened in Aurora. I mean, there's seeds, there's green sprouts of hope.
No, I agree. I mean, but I'm the guy that says, look at this red wave. Look at New Jersey. Look at New York. Look what happened in Minneapolis. These are wonderful indicators in what can happen in 2022. But first of all, you have to shed the crazy. And the Democrats, you know that they're sitting down this morning. They're going, oh, my God, what just happened? And I don't think that Joe Biden's lights are on. And I don't know how much of Joe you've watched lately in video or live. I mean, not live, but on the news. Tim, it's over.
It's over.
It's over. He double clutches. He can't hold a thought together. And as we talked about yesterday, I love looking at numbers. Kamala Harris's numbers are worse than Joe's. And so this is this golden opportunity. You know that Joe Biden they were running against Joe Biden, too. So Here's this golden opportunity, and I bet this morning Paulus is rethinking some stuff. You got to believe that. You got to believe Michael Bennett's hearing footsteps.
Well, I have, and it's sad to say this because I grew up here and I've lived on both coasts, but I have less hope here because of the California invasion.
I don't.
There just seems to be a mental disorder around that.
And I don't. I think that what happened here yesterday, and the school board stuff, and what's going to happen. We have what happened in Aurora. It certainly gives me hope, and I listen to a lot of these powerful Republican shot callers, and they, oh, we can't win, we'll never win. And they're like that, what was that donkey's name in Winnie the Pooh? Eeyore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, oh, no, we can't win. And I'm going, or we have to redo what's already failed. And I think to myself, no, it's a new day. And if there's I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not a Mike Kaufman fan, but I'm a big Mike Kaufman fan.
Yeah, me too.
A great job.
Me, absolutely. I brought that up this morning with, he's now being dubbed Barney the Screamer, but Mike Kaufman, you know, who ran against Trump, actually, you know, he's done a hell of a job in Aurora. You know, and so one of the things that's never, ever, ever permanent is your opinions. And Kaufman's done a great job. There's some real sleepers out there that could really come in, and there's a lot of, you know, but you got to get away from the old Cory Gardner crap and the old Walker Stapletons and, you know, but you have to launch a new, you know, hard, thin, faster that stay. I mean, can you think of, and I had a conversation with somebody at lunch, great lunch, how badly the Republican Party ran campaigns.
Embarrassing.
So now there's a chance. I mean, there's new blood. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm sick of the Eeyores. There'll never be one. It's all lost. You know, it's like, you know, you're climbing in a ring to fight and your corner's telling you you can't win. Then why are you getting in the ring? You know, I mean.
Well, and I think it starts local, too. I think these local races matter more than ever. I'm the guy that's going to vote and pay attention, but I talked to about 10 of my friends about the school board election in Douglas County. I think 9 of them weren't even going to vote. I mean, these are really solid folks that just didn't know who to vote for. But you've got to get out and you've got to pay attention locally and you've got to build some energy locally.
It's all true.
It matters. It matters.
It has meaning. Very good call, man. Well thought out. Thank you very much. 303-696-1971. Peter, this is from The Wall. You're the one that needs to shed the crazy. Youngkin didn't have to talk bad about Trump. He didn't talk about Trump. They didn't bring Trump in. He actually said very nice things. Yes, he did. But he didn't say Trump won. He didn't go to election. He didn't do any of that stuff. But he didn't run on Trump. The left was trying to bring Donald Trump in. Absolutely. That's what happened in California. I guarantee you, after looking at Youngkin's formula, there'll be very few people talking about the last election. It failed for McAuliffe, so the Democrats realize they actually need to talk more about the issues as well. They're most likely too stupid to take that hint, but the Republicans will learn from this absolutely. I want to believe that. I hope that's true. 303-696-1971. When you watch it, it was a great lesson last night. The lesson that failed in California on the recall of Newsom, that lesson was not lost. It was almost textbook. They put on a seminar in Virginia for all of us to watch. 710 KNUS, we go to Todd. Todd, you're on a radio show. Good morning and thank you.
Good morning, Peter. I just wanted to expand on something that you said about Jared Polis and maybe Michael Hancock rethinking some of their positions this morning. And I think that the smart politicians will rethink some of those positions. I don't know that Michael Hancock's a smart politician.
But brother, he's term limited. So
in the future, I don't know
he's going to go to Florida.
Is smart enough to look at this Virginia race and rethink some of that stuff and start to wonder, well, maybe I should not endorse that much or push that much on some of these hot button issues because he's smart enough to know that could change for him.
He's got a year. And Do you think this morning that Michael Bennett, as they say in sports, is hearing footsteps?
Yeah.
I do, too. I do, too.
He absolutely is.
I do. Now,
and I also wanted to, you know, the other thing I wanted to touch with you on is I was a Trump supporter and I voted for him twice. But it is clear now that that part of my support for him has gone in that. I don't necessarily dislike him, but I think that the way he pushed, it drove so many people away. And it's like you said, you can't win these elections if you don't have the middle, if you don't have the independents, and if you don't have moderates. If you don't have them, you won't win. So the core Trump people, they're always going to be what they're going to be. Mm-hmm. But you've got to get away from that stuff because that's how it got lost. That's where it was lost.
That's where, well said. But, I mean, I'm glad you're, it sounds like you've changed your mind to a degree. I got this text this morning about, you know, it could stop making sense. You finally convinced me. I don't think I convinced me or you. I think that just a series of events. I think if you're a rational human, watching Lindell, watching the Kraken, watching Linwood, watching Giuliani, watching Trump himself, watching all this insanity, over 250 audits, over 60 court cases, what's going to happen here in Denver. I mean, all of those things lead you to one conclusion. You can move the goalpost to keep your beliefs going, but there has to come to this moment, Todd, and I appreciate the call, where, you know what, he didn't win. And now all he's going to do is be a disruptor. And they kept him away from Virginia. They really did.
And that's the thing I read this morning, too, that there was a Trump did some kind of
rally
or something and Youngkin, the night before. Youngkin stayed away from him.
Youngkin didn't show up. The same thing
was
true.
That was the smartest thing you could have done.
Absolutely. Remember when Trump came to Florida and DeSantis did not go to the rally? And that was a real indicator. DeSantis said we had to go over that building collapse, which is nonsense. But he didn't show up. And there was a reason for that, because now, again, according to what I read, and that doesn't mean anything, it's on between the two of them. Not open warfare yet, but, you know, Trump seems to think he can come back. He is more disliked now than he was a year ago on Election Day. So he lost Colorado by 14 points, bigger than he lost the first time. And you and I both voted for him both times. But if you think that the crazies want to bring him back or talk about the election was stolen, they're going to get a legitimate candidate beat.
Yeah.
And we can't do
that.
And
there are some really great candidates that are out there.
Yes.
Scott, Ron DeSantis.
Yeah.
Kristi Noem. I mean, you can go down the line of some that are out there that are really good, that can take this time and really become outstanding candidates.
I agree.
But if we get stuck with the Trump thing, he was so disruptive there toward the end that the moderates and people in the middle and the independents will not go to that.
They're not going to come near.
No matter how bad Joe Biden is.
I agree. And, you know, I've read 7 books. And that doesn't mean anything, just that I got nothing else to do but read and people give me books. But, you know, they're all saying the same things. And you would think, and I had a conversation with somebody even last night, I said, you know, how they vet these books and they put people in quotes, and they got Giuliani in every book just being a fool. And I said, here's a guy that went from America's mayor to the town drunk. He's bathing in airport bathrooms and stuff. I mean, God, it's like, and we're supposed to listen to this guy? And the Trumps have turned him away, and he's getting, I mean, he'll flip. If he flips, you know, because he flipped mobsters. I mean, he did the family's trial in New York. He put the Gambinos away. I mean, well, you don't think he doesn't know how to do this?
And you look at his downfall. I mean, that was within 2 or 3 years.
He went into Trump. Yeah.
Yeah. And within 2 or 3 years, he went from being the most popular most popular politicians to nowhere.
You read about him where he's that night where he's just telling Trump he's drunk and they don't want him in the room with them. And he wants to be Donald Trump's lawyer. And I mean, it's like, and you look at it, because I thought I had immense respect. But it's, again, losing respect. I was telling somebody yesterday, we were talking, I'm a huge fight fan. And the first time I saw Conor McGregor, I just loved Conor McGregor. He's an Irishman, you know, he's tough. And I've lost respect for his behavior. And I've watched him just turn into somebody I don't like.
Yeah.
And Trump's turned into somebody that I don't have respect for. And I don't like, principally don't like. and there's people that are over, you know, so whatever it means. But I use Conor McGregor. God, I mean, I used to think how great he was. Mike Tyson. When I first saw Mike Tyson, I said, nobody's going to beat Mike Tyson. And it isn't I dislike Mike Tyson, but I just watched Mike Tyson destroy himself. Conor McGregor, I've lost my respect. I used to buy his fights, man. I love the guy. And now he just turns me off. I don't know. Very good call. Well,
I hope a lot of people start to see that and start to give
I
up
do
on
as well.
It. Start to give up on it and holding on to it. And the one, the crazies that send outlandish emails.
Yeah, that's all right. Hey, Bubba. You know what?
I'm getting it.
You know, it's like, what, remember that cartoon? The guy said, you knew this job was dangerous when you took it. And I don't know. You're a good call, man. Thank you very much, Todd. 303-696-1971. The winner in Aurora is coming on, man. It's like, he's like, they've got them boys stayed up late last night. The holiday season's here, and it's a perfect time to reflect and seek out ways to make life better for those struggling. Step Denver and give men the opportunity. By the way, yesterday a fellow named Patrick called us. We lost his number. We got the wrong number. And Patrick, if you're listening this morning, call Billy. We need to get your number because there's somebody we needed to help. And when the show was over, I got the number and I called it. And we had somehow, I'll blame this on Billy because it's always easy to blame it on Billy, but it was the wrong phone number. So if you're listening, Patrick, for heaven's sakes, call and give the number, and I'll ask for it again in the next hour. But donating your vehicle to Step Denver will give men the opportunity for a safe and sober, structured place to call home. They don't take government funding, count on people like you. Cote knew. Paul knows. Vincent knows. Every vehicle donated gives one man the opportunity to have a safe, structured place to call home and sobriety to do the hard work to recover, rebuild your life. 710 KNUS listeners have donated 168 vehicles in the last 11 months. The sales of those vehicles gave 168 men the opportunity to get off the streets, enter the program. You got a car, truck, motorcycle, a boat, an RV, contact Vincent today. You get a big tax donation for all of this, a deduction. 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020, 303-296-9020, or visit stepdenver.org. Ask for Vincent today. Streets on a Wednesday, November the 3rd, 2021, 57 to high, 65 tomorrow. Gabe's here from Alpine. Have the election results affected anything on the markets this morning? Gabe, good morning.
Good morning, sir, and happy Wednesday. I actually turned my furnace on for the first time last night. So it's a coming. Markets are actually currently in the red, just slightly this morning, Pete. Currently, we have the Dow down 117, the NASDAQ's off just one, and the S&P is off four. I think that the big headline today, Pete, is the Fed is finishing up their two-day meeting. So we will hear from Chairman Powell around noon, Mountain Time, 2 Eastern. I think for the most part, the market knows what's going to come out of those minutes. Really, it's talking about tapering the bond buying program, which has been signaled for some time. But I think what's going to be interesting is how they go about interest rates. With inflation kind of being more persistent than they originally had thought, it'll be interesting going into 2022. And I think what that means for investors is first reallocating your asset allocation to take, you know, some of the profits of the equity markets off the table for this year, and then really looking at your fixed income. I think a lot of retirees or soon-to-be retirees have a lot of that in their portfolio. So I think that's going to be important as we go into 2022. So if you have some listeners that need some help with their plan, their portfolio, I'm going to give Brian and myself a call today. We are in the office.
303-843-0918. This is a really good young man. 303-843-0918. They have my trust. They can earn yours as well. We all need help. My boy, thanks. Turn the furnace on. Have a good day.
You do well, sir. Bye-bye.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC and registered investment advisor. Alpine Planning Group and Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. are not affiliated entities. 14 West Dry Creek Circle, Littleton, Colorado, 80120.
All right, Steven Sundberg, who won City Council in Aurora, is coming up on the top of the hour from the Magic Machines. Colorado Democrats scared of what, ... We're so far away from any big Republican win across the country. Republicans are making strides. But here in Colorado, the Denver Boulder conglomerate will continue to crush the rest of our state. Thankfully, Douglas County still has some sense of reality, but not enough to lead this state out of the quagmire. It's from a friend, a dear friend, and I agree. But we are a year away and things can change. From my stalker girlfriend, sheer nonsense this morning. Without Donald Trump base, Youngkin would have lost bigly. Donald Trump asked his base to vote for him. Go ahead, you dope. Tell us how Liz Cheney will win, not mentioning Trump. You're a schmuck. It's a woman that, by the way, oh, never mind. It's my stalker girlfriend. Well, when the Republican Party came out in droves, Virginia was lost, darling. Donald Trump lost by 10 points in Virginia last time. So you tell me. So the red wave, has it begun? I think it has. The Virginia win has meaning. And if you go back and read what Youngkin did, and it's textbook, he literally put on a seminar how to do it. They had small gains. They kept winning in these key groups. And we got a nice text this morning from Casper about how Youngkin went into the minority communities. He did. That's really true. Thanks, Casper. But I've been reading about it. And there were like small gains. They weren't trying to quantum leap this. What does that mean for Jared Polis? Don't know. So you're away. Who will be the candidate? Who will be the nominee? Don't know. Asking, you know, is Michael Bennett hearing footsteps this morning? Yeah. So Michael Hancock, no. Michael Hancock, I think half the time, I don't know what Michael Hancock's doing, but watching SportsCenter, I guess. And he doesn't care. I mean, this game's over. When's the last time you saw the guy? He did some ribbon cutting, but that's about it. So, you know, that's another one. But part of this is that in Minneapolis, the voters have rejected replacing the cops. And, you know, what did somebody say this morning? I think Priscilla said it or Christy said it. You know, when people do 911, they don't want a social worker showing up. So there's a lot of lessons and a lot of brilliance in last night. And many people are not willing to learn it. But it is what it is. I don't know if I can read to someone on here, Billy. I think that woman who just called you a schmuck was a little harsh. And then it kind of goes to another level. I don't know. It's like the fun wall of hate. The people are mad because I talked about this religious talk show. I was getting three life prison terms.
Yeah. I love to think about it.
That's great
How
stuff.
How much did he do to get three
what,
life?
What did you have to do?
Scam.
Well,
yeah.
They were talking about it was a 3-hour court hearing and about how he built these elderly true believers, which, again, true believing is a frightening thing. They said they sold their homes, this is his victims, sold their homes and borrowed money from their children to take part-time jobs to supplement their Social Security benefits. The DA, Doc Gallagher, is one of the worst offenders I've ever seen. And I love this book, Jesus Christ, Money Master. One more from the stalker girlfriend. You forgot to steal. No, I haven't, darling. But thanks. I'll see you at noon. Honey, get the table in the rear. Get the candles lit. And get yourself a drink. I'll see you at noon. On the other side, the guy won city council. And we think he's great. He and his family, they have a future that's bright. Billy Thorpe, Peter Boyles, The Morning Show. Now The George Show at 9 and Stephan this afternoon. Hold on your hats. We're turning around right back. Honey, call the house. I'll get ready, okay? Thanks.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.